In 1994, 7 years after Arnold and Jesse Friedman pleaded guilty to sexually abusing Arnold's computer students, Susan Orlean wrote a New Yorker profile of the oldest Friedman son, David, and his career as a popular clown at children's parties in New York. Orlean is best known as the author of The Orchid Thief, which was the basis of the recent film adaptation. When Orlean profiled David Friedman, she was unaware that his brother and father had been imprisoned after pleading guilty to molesting children. We asked Orlean to talk with us about how she felt when she learned about the family history, and if she thinks about how the parents who hired David after reading her profile reacted when they found out.
Definitely thinking about it. It's the nature of making public someone's life is so complex, and it's so fraught with responsibility and responsibilities that as a writer you're not even always aware of the responsibilities. In this case, first of all, I think it's you have to separate the fact of David from his father and his brother, no matter what. Just whatever they did or didn't do, David is a separate person. There was never any implication in anything, and certainly you sit through the movie and there's no notion whatsoever that he had anything inappropriate to do with these kids. But if I were a parent and I heard that the clown I was going to hire had a family history like that, I probably wouldn't hire him. And that's just natural. It's there's a discomfort that would come out of it. If the father were a murderer, it would even be different from being a pedophile, because you're talking about kids. There's so much that comes with writing about people or exposing people to the public eye. When I was doing a profile years ago of someone who was in a religious position of stature in his community, and he grew to feel very comfortable with me. And then one day he said to me, "Do you want to come meet my mistress?" And I thought, well, I really don't know what to do. Part of me was thinking, well, this is great for my story. I mean, here this guy is standing in his community as somebody who's of some position in a religious, fairly conservative community, and he's introducing me to his mistress. You know, this was overwhelming. I didn't know what to do. Did I want to have his wife read in the New Yorker story about him that he was having an affair? I didn't know if I really felt that I could put myself in that position morally. I mean, no matter what, as a writer, you still have to be a moral person and make decisions. It would have been good for the story. It would have added an element that would have been really interesting. I couldn't do it. If I had heard that David Friedman's father was a pedophile, you know, to return to that, what would I have done?
What would you have done? Do you think you would have written the story?
Yes. I would have written the story, and I would have folded it in with a great deal of delicacy, because I don't think it's fair to imply that he, I mean, it's very much in the American tradition that you don't hold someone responsible for acts committed by members of their family. Would it have affected his business? Probably. Except, I think, I don't know, I guess this is the great question in being a writer and your moral obligations to your subjects and the fundamental inability to ever know the truth, and your need to kind of acknowledge that in your writing.
Susan Orlean writes profiles for The New Yorker and is the author of The Orchid Thief. We'll hear more of our interview later this week. Fresh Air's executive producer is Denny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.